Curtain Call with Lawrence Birnbaum. Good morning.
Hello. You're not Lisa.
I'm not Lisa. I'm often mistaken for her. We both have the same flowing locks and long legs, but,
I can't imagine she's not here. I was into rehearsal till 1:30 this morning, and I'm here, but she's not, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
She's going to be a target of my ridicule when next we meet.
So you were in rehearsal.
Rehearsal, yes. The Rocky Horror Picture Show audience participation, take two, opens tonight at the Playhouse after the kids open with The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. So we're going to thrills and chills for everybody from little tiny infant babies to old people.
All ages, but there'll be a distinct line drawn between the two demographics.
Yes, yes, yes. We have to clear the kiddies out before the transvestites and others show up in costume, because we have a costume contest.
Well,
at intermission,
you know,
so.
Kids these days seem to be a lot more worldly than they were when I was young. So
yes.
Maybe they won't be too shocked by what they see.
Well, we'll be shocked by their not being shocked.
That's true.
So, yes, I won't get to see that because I have to review Dracula tonight.
Oh. So you're really busy. You're
yes.
From place to place.
Yes, that's why as soon as I do this, I'm going home and going to bed.
Yeah, that's right, because if you were up so late last night.
So, I'd hate to do just one thing a night, so I thought if I... You know, go to the ballet and then go do Rocky Horror. So we have three things opening tonight, and I'll be hanging around all three of them.
And they're all Halloween related.
Right.
Dracula's at the...
deck.
Okay. And then Sweet Sleepy Hollow and Rocky Horror Show both at the...
At the Playhouse. And then down at the playground is Equus.
Creepy,
cheerful little tale of adolescent angst.
Oh, my... Oh, yeah. It's a feel-good play of the year.
Yes, well, you know, I guess Sleepy Hollow is the one that's different, not just because it's the kids, but I think it's the one with the least amount of lingerie. Because I'm sure there's all these Victorian nightgowns for Dracula biting people in the middle of the night. And we've got Brad and Janet in their charming underclothes, and we have the Equus with...
Yes. Yes, Equus.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Maybe some kids will forget to wear their costumes. Who knows?
Yeah. And in UMD, of course, last night had The Foreigner.
The Foreigner, yes.
Opened up. Got the KKK in it, so it's got its own horror elements.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a show that they did, I remember, about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Way back when.
Because Paul was talking about that he'd seen several productions of it. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's running for a couple of weeks. And the Rocky Horror Show, is it just running through next
week? 2 weeks.
Okay.
And Sleepy Hollow is 2 weeks. And Dracula's just tonight. Dracula's just tonight and tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be done. And Equus is this week and next week. So it was interesting because usually we have October is just wall-to-wall theater. And things have been a little slower this time because the Playhouse did its first show in September and kind of ended in October. And Renegade usually has a show going up in October, but doesn't this time because of the wedding. And so they're not doing Bug, which would have been a good Halloween play until next month.
Mm-hmm.
So that it was like nothing's kind of going on. It's relatively calm. Cause I think a couple years ago, I saw like 12 shows in October.
Mm.
It was something going on all the time.
Wow.
And we're thinking, hey, there's kind of sedate. Nothing's happening. And then three shows opening in one night.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all happening tonight, I guess.
Yes.
This weekend. So they have their choices, but hopefully they can hopscotch their way through them all.
Well, the ballet is going to be interesting because it's an original composition in the sense that there is no Dracula ballet. People have done Dracula. There's a very interesting DVD version of a Montreal company doing Dracula. But when they filmed it like it was a silent movie. So it's actually an interesting movie, you know, doing vampires and everything. And so you pick your story with Dracula because there's so many versions and picking the music. So it's interesting. It's kind of put together like Frankenstein's monster because there's Beethoven, Saint-Saëns. There's a whole list of like eight different composers that Gardner has picked to go behind.
Wow. Okay.
So after in the spring, you know, they did Midsummer Night's Dream here.
Right.
And that, well, there's the story, you know, Shakespeare, so that's kind of set. And with that, you're using the music that was written for that, plus anything else that that composer wrote. So this one's a little more freeform in terms of you could pick anything you want, put any story you want together. So it's kind of the antithesis of your traditional ballet with this is what you do and this is how it goes and this swan lives and this swan dies and
right.
things go bad for Giselle and things like that.
Another feel-good story.
Yeah.
So now let's just quickly go back to the timings of all this. Sleepy Hollow, of course, is an evening show, but right. Rocky Horror Show at the Playhouse is after that, so
right.
it's a later night,
yes.
later night
yeah.
show.
We start karaoke at 9:30.
Scary.
People come on stage and sing, and then at 10:30, if we can round up the audience and put them in their seats, we start about then. Then we have an intermission so that we can have a costume contest.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also because it takes a long time to set the stage for the dinner meal, so we kind of have to have an intermission.
Right.
So it will be after midnight when we're done.
Come early, stay late.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the ballet and Sleepy Hollow both open at 7, I think.
Okay.
No, the ballet does 7.
So a great chance for a double feature this weekend.
Yeah, you can do the ballet. You can do... Yeah, I was thinking of showing up in costume for the ballet, since I have this nice blood-red tie, I thought it would fit right in.
They might ask you to join them on stage.
Well, that would be interesting. What would happen if you, like, did up as Dracula with the white makeup, right? You know, because, like, you know, you have a special seat that you sit in, right? So they kind of know where you sit. So they look over there, and there's this caped figure. Or just, you know, death from the seventh seal, right? You just periodically point at them. Yeah, fun could be had. I mean, you know.
Give them a very frightened thought
yes.
about their review.
Yes.
They'll think, oh, my God.
Make a nice obituary. Beaten to death by a corps of valet.
Fantastic.
Your wife could choreograph it.
There we go. So what else do we have to look forward to in November? Is there anything coming up that we should keep our eyes on?
Bug at Renegade.
Mm-hmm.
I think November will be kind of slow because all the colleges are doing their shows
right.
this month.
Mm-hmm.
And then December, Sound of Music.
Yes.
Yes, which I saw they're rehearsing. It's very interesting to see the Playhouse rehearsing a show that will be done this year.
Yeah.
Because they're already working on Chorus Line.
They are,
Chorus
yeah.
Line is like...
Months
you know,
and months and months.
Right,
away. Right. Yeah.
It's going to be interesting because the dancers are going to all be killed off. During the process.
That's
so
right. Well, the latter, they'll be extremely in shape.
And then a new generation
will
be able to take seed.
That's
it's
right.
A
that's right.
Very pragmatic thing. And we're doing the same thing with Rocky Horror with our multi-leveled stage.
It's
taking
it's,
bets it's, on who's going to get killed on stage.
Yeah.
You know, running around heels with multi-leveled stage. Hey, I'm a parent. What's the worst thing that can happen? We're doing this over and over again. Oh, we're going to do this. Oh, yeah, Rocky. We're going to lift Rocky up into the air, and he's going to jump out on the stage. Hey, what's the worst thing that can happen?
It's natural
like,
selection. This is survival
yeah.
of the fittest. As you
yeah,
say, you're winnowing out the
right.
Yeah, making
you know,
way for the
like
new.
It's like theater and NASCAR put together kind of thing.
It's pruning the theater tree into leaf.
Yes, yes.
Indeed.
Yes.
Very good. All right, well, we have a lot to look forward to this weekend. Thanks a lot. Lawrence Burnimo with Curtain Call here on North & Morning, 103.3 KUMD.